With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. This week in San Luis Obispo, the city's planning commission voted in favor of a development called San Luis Ranch. Nick Wilson, a reporter at the San Luis Obispo Tribune, has been closely covering the story. I invited him into the KCBX studio to learn more about it. Nick, please tell me a bit of the history of San Luis Ranch.
For folks that have been in San Luis Obispo or in the county for a while, they will probably remember the previous plan, which was under the previous owner, Ernie Delidio. And that plan proposed a project that was predominantly commercial. The new plan, which is under a new developer, Gary Grossman, who bought the property from Ernie Delidio, is a project that proposes 580 homes with 200,000 square feet of commercial, 150,000 square feet of office, 200-room hotel, and more ag space. 60 acres would be ag and open space. So it's about half of the property. The property is about 131 acres. So half would be developed and the other half would be left for open space, mostly agricultural.
Tell me about the local angle.
So the way it would work is anyone who lives or works in San Luis Obispo and can show proof of that, then they would be eligible for this lottery system. And if their name was selected for the lottery, then they would have the first dibs or the first preference on a home of their choice within the developed property. So the idea is to try to help and serve people who live and work in San Luis Obispo.
The adjacent shopping center, it seems like there's a lot of empty space there. Has anybody talked about that? Like, why do we need more commercial space?
Yeah, and I did get some answers to that question because we had the same questions. The space that I think is designated for commercial in the proposal would come in the latter phases of the project. The homes would go first. One thing that they're pretty certain will go in at some point with that commercial would be some sort of service retail type businesses, so coffee shops, barber shops, those kinds of things, because if they do get their project approved, the people in the community would have close access to that space and they might want to use services.
So, okay. Well, yeah. That sure makes a lot more sense. If there's going to be 580 families moving in there, they're going to need grocery stores and all those services you talked about. A more of a phased kind of plan. And is there a lot of opposition from what you've seen to this project?
It's such a big project, and I think it affects everybody in San Luis Obispo and maybe beyond. I mean, yeah, you could say someone commutes from Paso to SLO. They might be interested in something like this because they work here and they might want to buy the home. People that live here are very concerned with traffic. At the Planning Commission, I think more people supported it than opposed it. However, there were more than 100 letters submitted to the Planning Commission. There were around 50 people who spoke at the hearing. So it's definitely getting a lot of feedback.
What's the big action on this coming up in the next few months?
Right. So the big action will be the City Council on July 5th will decide essentially on about four or five planning documents that are part of the proposal for this project.
Okay.
So if all that is approved, then it goes to an annexation hearing with LAFCO. LAFCO is the agency that would determine annexation. And the reason why LAFCO has to consider that is because this is on county land. It's surrounded by city land, which is a little bit of a weird setup. So it's in line to be annexed into the city, but that still needs to happen. My understanding is if it gets to that, then that won't be a particularly difficult or controversial part of this. The developer's shooting, it's a very rough time frame, but they're hoping to break ground sometime in 2018.
I was speaking with Nick Wilson, reporter at the San Luis Obispo Tribune, about the proposed San Luis Ranch development in San Luis Obispo. For KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.